we're Jason and Tony. Welcome to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It. On Facebook, we do have a Would You Rather for you today, and it is, would you rather, when you sweat some form of jam or jelly. Or have a constant seepage of peanut butter from your nose? Yes, we use seepage on purpose. Yes, we know it's disgusting.
Seepage, so. seepage.
A couple of comments here for you. Britton Hickerson says, I have to choose the peanut butter. Jam sweat would attract bees and other diabolical creatures of the stinging variety.
Britton brings that up a is good
true.
Point.
That is true. And Tasha Danielle Dishman, picking jelly because I don't sweat. I glisten.
See, I'm picking peanut butter because it gives us a song.
What?
Peanut butter seepage time. Peanut butter seepage time.
Do you shower like everybody else?
That's a personal question.
Over 50,000 people recently took a BuzzFeed poll that looked into America's showering habits.
I think I do.
Do you shower in the morning, at night, or both?
Well, in the morning, every morning.
Yeah, I shower every morning.
But at
night. I don't shower at night, unless I've been doing stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and then I'll shower.
In the summer, I shower more.
Summer, it's both a lot of times.
That's one of the best parts about winter. I go sometimes, go ahead and question. Nothing.
What body part do you wash first? Don't answer, Tony. 65% say your body, then your face.
Well, don't you think you hop to the most important part first?
Hair was number one, by the way.
Well, my armpits are very important to me, Jason.
Do you use body wash or soap?
I
know you're a body washer.
Actually, I've got two.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, if it's like if chances that might lead, you know, me and Sweetie go to a movie or something, I use the good stuff.
Oh, you use the, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got that swagger.
But for me, you just use bar soap.
Bar soap.
Yeah, that's what I, me too. 75% use body wash now. Do you shave in the shower? Only 11% of people say they never do.
No.
I always do.
You shave in the shower?
Heck yeah. Why would I take extra time to shower in the sink?
Well, yeah, but those bristles along with the other things and your body hair going down, that'll back up your bathroom drain.
But it won't if it's in the sink?
Well, I'd use a little cup.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and I take my little razor cup thing. That way I don't push my whisker hairs down the drain.
And do you sing in the shower?
Yes, I do.
77% of people sing in the shower.
Do you sing in the shower?
No, because I take a shower in the morning and everybody else in my house is still asleep, so I don't want to be in there, you know, let it go, let it go. You know, I don't particularly want to do that.
Well, I don't know.
Not that I would sing Let It Go, by the way. It's just the first thing that came to my mind. Don't judge me.
Papa, you know better to sing Let It Go.
Well, I didn't really mean I'm singing Let It Go. It's more of a Simple Man, and I sing Simple Man when I'm in the shower.
Do you sing in the shower, Foster?
Y'all have scarred me all day. Chewbacca over there with his armpit hair, and then Papa singing Let It Go. Oh, my God.
So, what, you're driving down the road thinking about my armpit hair? Now, dude, that makes you the weird one.
He's going down the road thinking about us in the shower.
Together?
I don't know. Foster?
Foster, I thought, now, buddy, come on now. You stop that mess. Hey, we got to go, man. Right, scientist in, I think it's Scotland, they have found a new form of matter, and it's not solid, it's not liquid, it's not gas.
Like matter?
Like matter.
Matter.
Like the things that are made of stuff, matter.
Everything's matter, ain't it?
They're right. They turn potassium into a state that is both solid and liquid at the same time by putting it under intense atmospheric pressure and heating it between 260 and 980 degrees. Well, that's a large span there. You need to narrow that down.
That's some hot matter.
That sure is. It's neither solid, liquid, or gas. But I got to tell you, eating Taco Bell do the same thing without all that fancy smanchy scientist stuff.
It's a different matter all its own, ain't it?
It's a completely different matter. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Here we are, Tony, with another social media theater.
All right, I'm ready.
This comes from Joyce. Joyce's friends, Hannah and Jerry and Neil, all try to help her out as she's looking for a dog sitter. Okay, you ready?
All right, let's do it.
I'll play Hannah and Neil if you'll play Joyce and Jerry.
Okay.
Here we go.
Joyce. Hello. I am in search of a dog sitter for this spring break. My dog doesn't like to be in a crate. He loves to be around people and other pets. Very friendly dog. Please let me know if interested and we can discuss the details.
Hannah, my daughter is 17 and loves animals, almost more than she loves people. She's a vegetarian, very humble, trustworthy, and has a Chihuahua mix she loves very much. She will definitely take great care of your dog.
Jerry, what does it matter if she's a vegetarian? Why even point that out?
Hannah, because she's sweet and would never hurt an animal, much less eat one.
Joyce, she sounds lovely. I will send you a PM.
Neil, being a vegetarian doesn't automatically make you some kind of great person.
Hannah, excuse me? We're talking about my 17-year-old daughter here.
Neil, sorry, no disrespect, but my statement still stands.
Joyce, okay, let's stop it now. I just need a pet sitter, not an argument about being vegetarian.
Jerry, anybody on here know the name William McDonald? He was a vegetarian. And also Australia's first known serial killer.
Joyce. Okay, thanks for the input, everyone. We think we're just going to take the dog with us on spring break. Goodbye.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Sweet dreams are made of these pinto beans and black-eyed peas.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Exclamation mark. An exclamation mark is a more mellow mark than the exclamation mark. Exclamation mark.
That's Tony's word of the day. Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories. We find you one that's positive and uplifting. We call it the real good. A cop in Grand Rapids, Michigan named Austin recently gave a 9-year-old kid a ride to school after he missed his bus.
Oh,
that's pretty neat.
That's a good cop.
The kid's name is Thomas, and Austin saw him running after his bus crying because he never missed a day of school before.
Wow. That's an impressive student.
It also happened to be Thomas's birthday, and on their way to school, he told Austin he was worried that no one was going to show up for his birthday party. Turns out, he gets bullied a lot, this kid does.
And
unfortunately, he was right. None of his friends from school showed up for his party that night, but Austin did.
The cop. Wow.
Yeah. And brought a few other cops with him, so Thomas still had a good time.
Sweet.
And it didn't end there because Austin, the cop, and the other cops decided to throw him a second party the next day and gave him a bunch of cool stuff. He got toy shirts, hats with the police department logo on them, a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts. That spelled out happy birthday, and Austin even brought along a quartet to sing to him. Thomas says he'll never forget it for the rest of his life, and he called Austin, the cop, the coolest guy he's ever met.
Well, you talk about a cop makes a difference,
man,
right
that's
there.
That's it. That's what it's all beautiful. About right there. That's really cool. Man, Austin, you are real good.